Okay, question one. The formal strategy that I've employed in a particular poem. I'm going to talk about the singers I prefer a little bit. This is one of those poems that I wrote. I just wrote. It's just one of those lucky poems where I had something on my mind and I didn't know what it was. I just knew how it began, and I sat down and started writing, and the poem came out almost verbatim, the way that it is now. So to say that I had a formal strategy in mind wouldn't be exactly correct. But I think the poem does have a strategy, as any poem that's at all successful must. It's just not that I was thinking of that strategy while I was writing the poem. To use a parallel, I think that writing poetry can be like improvising music. I think a good improviser feels the changes, the chord changes, you know, and rather than necessarily thinking about, okay, here comes a G minor. So, you know, here's my range of notes that I can play. Someone who's been improvising a long time, and this, by the way, is something I can't really do. But I can do it. I've done it enough to kind of know what's involved with doing it well. Someone who improvises a lot, who's good at it, you know, feels the changes. And there's a kind of bypassing of the analysis that's involved, you know. So I think poems can hang on frameworks that we don't even know they're hanging on when we're writing them. If we're in the groove, if we're in practice, if we've been writing a lot and maybe thinking our way through other poems. This is getting long-winded, so I'm going to cut to what I see as the strategy in retrospect. This poem, which, you know, starts out talking about singers and music, and that's sort of the A section of the poem. Then it jumps to the B section of the poem, which is about this person M and the sadness of the loss of her. And I'm jumping to the end. It's about this person M and this realization that it was in her most unattractive state, in her struggle and in my struggle to love her, that I really discovered the depth and true satisfaction of my relationship with her, which is basically just a parallel shift, or to continue the musical metaphor, a modal shift from the discussion of music, which is about how it's the struggle that goes into music that makes it beautiful. And then so we've got section A, we got section B, which is a parallel to A on a different track, and then I would say that the end is a synthesis of the two, that last sentence, which is about the almost crippling pain that threatens to blot out all the sweetness, and then kind of unites in that sentence, the bursting through of the 100 ecstatic voices and a pickup truck of Bangor, Maine, and a snowstorm after a long sadness. And the long sadness, of course, referring back to the ended relationship with M. So essentially it's a rhetorical strategy. You might say point, counterpoint, synthesis, I guess. And that's all I'm going to say about that.